AP Radio News.
I'm Carlotta Bradley. A magnitude 7.7 earthquake has hit in the South Pacific Ocean and triggered a tsunami warning. AP correspondent Kristen Gelino reports, despite the earthquake near Papua New Guinea, no major damage has been reported.
So far, disaster officials in Papua New Guinea have not received any reports of damage or injuries, and no one has reported seeing any tsunami waves.
Western officials involved in the nuclear talks with Iran say Tehran is considering demands for further cuts to its uranium enrichment program, but is pushing back on how long it must limit technology it could use to make atomic arms. GOP Senator Richard Burr says he doesn't trust Iran.
We see Iran playing in about 9 countries financially or physically. I think now's the time to push back from the table and ask ourselves, is it really time to trust the people that we're negotiating with, the Iranians?
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told ABC's This Week President Obama believes the groundwork is there for a nuclear agreement by this week's deadline.
The president believes that we should be able to, over the course of the last year, be able to reach an agreement by the end of March if one is doable.
Police in Britain are investigating a death threat made against the head of the BBC.
Tony Hall fired the host of the BBC program Top Gear, Jeremy Clarkson, over an assault on a colleague.
Physical violence accompanied by prolonged verbal abuse has crossed the line.
The Metropolitan Police say detectives were investigating an allegation of threats to kill made in an email. When Clarkson was suspended after the incident, fans signed a petition which was delivered to the BBC in a tank. Prime Minister David Cameron called Clarkson a friend and a huge talent. Top Gear has an estimated worldwide audience of 350 million. I'm Ed Donahue.
Number one movie this weekend in theaters? Home. This is AP Radio News. The final four are Michigan State, Duke, Kentucky, and Wisconsin. They head to the big dance. A group of mostly freshmen is carrying Duke's coach Kay there.
Mike Krzyzewski ties John Wooden for most Final Four appearances in NCAA history after advancing to his 12th following Duke's 66-52 South Regional Final win over Gonzaga. The Blue Devils were led by Justice Winslow and Matt Jones' 16 points. Tyus Jones added 15. Duke will take on Michigan State in Indianapolis next Saturday. Kyle Wilcher's 16 points led the Bulldogs, but Gonzaga committed 13 turnovers to Duke's 3. Adam Spillane, Houston.
The Blue Devils are going to their 16th Final Four. Michigan State and Duke advance with their wins today, joining undefeated Kentucky and Wisconsin, who will play each other in the Final Four next weekend in Indianapolis. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.